at batas. Pagbibigay linaw at kaalaman para sa bayan sa mga legal na usapin, libreng konsultasyon at tulong na may kinalaman sa batas. Bayan at batas. Kaalaman at serbisyong legal dito sa Radyo ng Bayan.
Okay, magandang gabi po sa ating mga tagapakinig at welcome po sa ating palatuntunang Bayan at Batas. Ngayon pong araw na ito ng Linggo, ika-28 sa buwan ng Abril ngayong 2013. Ito po si Ven Blones at syempre tulad ng dati, makakasama pa rin po natin ang ating mga kaibigang abogado dito. Unahin natin si Attorney Marvin Aceron. Attorney Marvin.
Miss Ven, episode 126.
Okay.
I thought I would never hear that episode again. Or ever at all.
De, masaya tayo. Masaya kasi tayo. At least magkakarinigan tayo, yes. Ulit. Magkakasama tayo dito.
Then
sa ating...
Na-injure kasi si Kobe Bryant eh.
Ah, gano'n?
Nasira yung paa.
Oo nga eh. Mukhang patagal na hindi makakalaro yun.
Makakalaro. Hindi na siguro maglalaro yun. Anyway, forever. Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat mga kaibigan. Ngayong gabi po, pag-uusapan natin yung controversial decision ng Supreme Court tungkol sa party list system. Hindi ako magbabanggit ng pangalan ng mga party list na involved dito kasi baka sabihin ina-advertise natin.
So walang banggitan,
walang
ng, mga
banggitan
pangalan.
Ng mga pangalan. Ipagbalagay na lang natin, meron kaming party list ni Attorney Ponsalan,
okay.
Yung Pogi.
Wow!
Pambansang organisasyon ng mga gwapong Indio.
Wow! Ang Indio naman. Gwapo pero Indio ah.
Tsaka yung Takusa.
Ay, alam ko na yun.
Takot sa asawa. Okay. Hi, Mrs.
Okay. O sige, bago natin pag-usapan yan ngayong gabi, syempre kasama rin natin si Attorney Noel Ponsalan. Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi, Miss Bien. Uy, Happy Easter.
O, ang tagad
ng
bakasyon.
Medyo dun tayo naulot eh. Di ba? Takusa, excuse me.
Wala ka na pala asawa.
Oo nga pala, single
excuse
na.
Excuse me. Miss pa po ako.
Ako lang pala ngembro ngayon dito.
Oo nga pala.
Ay mga kaibigan, baka iboto nyo. Wag ho. Joke lang ho yun.
Oo, joke ho yun.
May takusa ba?
Wala.
May takusa time.
Takusa ako.
Okay.
Takusa time sa mga bar.
Okay.
Pasok ka ng alas 4 para makauwi ka ng alas 7.
Aha.
Hindi ka halata ng asawa mo. Na nag-ano ka.
Naku, ay ngayon alam na.
Hindi, alam ko na open secret.
Ha? Okay.
Busko. Yan ang...
Alas 5 pa lang, umuwi na.
Kuha na lang tayo ng ano.
Happy hour, alas 4.
Kuha na tayo ng party, ano. Ang pangalan, Team. Team Mang.
Ano yung Team Mang?
Uy, ano naman yan?
Team Mang. Team Mang.
Ano yung ibig sabihin?
Team Mang.
Ay, ikaw na lang. Alam mo ibig sabihin yung pangalan.
Oo nga naman. Lagyan mo naman ang ibig sabihin.
Alam ko kasing mga acronym ng mga political party, hindi ko pwede sabihin sa air.
Bawa, UHAW.
Wow.
Union of Husbands Afraid of their afraid of Wives.
Ah, okay.
Kaya ano na yan yun eh. Sino ba? May nagpapasok.
Meron din ako yun eh. Union of, ano ba yun sabi ko? Organisasyon mga naghahanap buhay at overtime sa gabi. Parang ganun na lang. Joke lang.
yung mga iba kong acronym, hindi ko masabi sa ere. Mahirap na.
baka mawala na naman tayo.
mga MTRCB deputies tayo.
Ayaw nga pala.
Hindi tayo waiting. We cannot violate. Di ba? Okay.
Okay. So, actually, ang ganda ho ng set natin ngayon. Kaya alam, wala naman tayo sa TV. Kaya...
Ang balita ko dito, tinitelecast rin yata.
Kaya kita mo, sa likodan natin, merong hatol ng bayan yan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kung,
may TV ba dito? Nakupatay ako. Di ako naligo kahapon. De, bago tayo mag-umpisa, gusto kong batiin yung aking mahal na uncle, si Attorney Edgardo Aceron. Birthday niya sa April 30.
Advance happy birthday
sa mga pinakamatinik na abogado ng Mindoro at ng Pilipinas.
Wow. Sumusunod si Attorney Marvin.
Ako, I haven't earned anything. Yes. Okay, mga kaibigan, maganda kasi pag-usapan to, and it's good that we will start our
resurrection
with this case. No? Kasi malapit ng election, May 13. Ngayon po ay April 28, next month. Mga ilang araw lang. Ang sunod na episode natin, if at all 127, will be on May... Anong araw yun?
Naku.
May 6.
May 6, mga ganun.
Yeah, May 6.
Wala, hindi. May 4. O tama, tama. 6 kasi 7.
May 4. Wala na. Okay. At dito po sa pag-uusapan nating kaso ngayon, ito po ay ano po sa Tagalog ng promulgate?
Pinagtibay.
Pinagtibay ng Korte Suprema ng April 3.
Ibinaba na.
2013, ang ponente ay si Justice Carpio.
Senior Associate Justice.
Senior Associate Justice. Ako, pagkabasa ko ng desisyon, maikli lang naman po, mga 55 pages. Sabi ko, ang ganda, ang linis. Subalit, ang dami yung naging reaction ng mga tao dito. Dahil,
Malinis magtrabaho.
I would say it's a revolutionary decision, I suppose. Kasi pag sinabing revolution, parang nagbagong tingin.
Parang kang nabunot.
180 degrees.
Oh, nabunot ka sa pagkabuwal mo. Oh. Nabuwal ka. Ganun.
Parang 180 degrees.
Nayanik ang iyong pundasyon.
At nung una, kasi pag napakinggan yung mga komentary ng mga tao, isipin mo, bakit nga ba nagkaganon? Ano? Pero nung binasa ko po yung desisyon, at ito po yung makikita nyo doon sa ating link doon sa Bayan at Batas Facebook page, makikita nyo po yung page na kung saan makikita yung desisyon. At makikita nyo rin doon yung constitution kung saan hinalaw ang provision ng party list. Sabi
correct.
Ko, eh tama naman pala eh.
Actually, talagang nung binasa ko, nabigyan lang ng masamang spin.
Aha moment, ano?
Although, may point din yung nag-dissent.
Yes, of course.
si Chief Justice Sereno.
Sabi nga nila,
although may point din.
Wala kang makikita ng abogado, ang isa lang ang kamay, yung naka on one hand lang. Palaging on the other hand.
There's two sides to every issue.
Yes, diba? But beginning April 3, henceforth, ito po ang nananaig na desisyon ng Supreme Court tungkol sa mga party list.
Yan, ito ang policy. Okay.
Ato ni Ponzi, nagbasa ka ba?
ang nabasa ko kasi dito, first 13 pages yung title pa lang nung kaso. kasi 54 petitioners. Lahat yun, something versus Comelec, something versus Comelec.
Bakit nagkaroon ng 54 petitioners? Ano ba nangyari? Ano
kasi kasawi ang palad, sila ay na-exclude from participating in the party list elections for one reason or another. Pero ang predominant reason is you did not represent the marginalized
particular sector
or marginalized and oppressed
marginalized members of society.
Ayun.
So ang parang sinasabi diyan nung dating mga desisyon,
kailangan
I think it cited yung Banat decision, ano? Kailangan yung party list ay merong nire-represent o kahirap Tagalogan ng English, ano? Merong
kinakatawan
na sectoral
isang sector sa libunan.
So halimbawa, yung mga naging guest natin dito, yung mga persons with disabilities,
senior citizen,
women,
fisherfolk, urban poor, labor.
Yan. So halimbawa, ano kung ang iyong kinakatawan ay mga tricycle driver, under the old decision, Pwede.
Marginalized.
Kung yung kinakatawan ay jeepney drivers.
Pwede din.
Transport.
Kung ang under the old decision po, bago tong April 3 decision. Mm-hmm. Kung ang kinakatawan mo ay yung mga tagatinda ng prutas sa gabi.
Meron pang gabi?
Ganun. Alaw kayo.
Pwede. Pero taga-tinda ng prutas sa umaga.
Pwede din. Di ba nga nag-try yung mga sabungero?
Yung mga abogadong natatanggal sa trabaho.
Pwede din dapat kasi marginal.
Konti lang ba silang naaapi?
Mga api.
Yung mga asindero na nawawalan ng lupa sa CARP.
Wow. Pwede yun. Marginalized. Ino-oppress to.
Ganon? Pwede ba yun? O talaga, Attorney Noel?
Hindi. Testing nga natin. Under the decision. Parang ganun kasi yung prevailing view. Yung mga operator ng taxi.
Pwede rin.
Question.
Pwede ba yun?
Transport.
Under the old decision.
Sa old decision.
Yung bagong bayani.
Ano yung bagong bayani?
Yun yung sinasabi mo. Under that. Yung banat kasi, yun yung paano i-distribute yung ano, paano babalasahin yung mga silya.
Ah, okay.
Diba? Yung ang bagong bayani, yung sinasabi mo. Kaso. Yeah. Yun. Yan, pwede. Basta marginalized.
Baka kailangan marginalized.
Tapos yung representation niya, di ba?
Okay. Eh, doon muna tayo para maintindihan natin. Medyo exhaust natin. No? To its absurdity. absurd limits, sabi nga nila. Paano naman yung sektor ng mga nagtatanim ng palay?
Farmers.
Eh, yung mga may-ari ng lupa na tinatamda ng palay.
Naku, pwede ba yun?
Pwede yun. Hindi na marginalized.
Under the old decision, talagang hindi po pwede. At yun, yun po ang naging dahil. Hindi, isa pa. Paano yung mga taga doon sa Tampoy Street Project to Quezon City. Kamusta ba kayo dyan?
Anong meron doon?
Kailangan qualified pa rin. Doon sa
ano mga taga Mindoro.
Well, regional, di ba? Nakalagay naman sa patas. Regional.
Ano the old decision?
Hindi, pwede. Kailangan qualified
sa... Basta yung pinag-uusapan natin yung luma. Yung luma muna tayo.
Kasi kailangan qualified na marginalized.
So, yung mga bayan-bayan doon. At saka kasi sabi nila, eh meron na kayong mga congressman eh. Bakit para meron kayong ibang...
May sectoral pa kayo.
Party list para sa inyo. Old decision. Diba? In fact, those are the reasons why nagtanggal ang COMELEC ng 54 party list dahil parang
does not appear
under
that
the old jurisprudence, hindi kayo pasok. Okay. Ngayon, biglang nagkaroon ng turnabout. Isa-isay natin ha, yung huwag na lang sabihin yung pangalan. Yung mga ano na lang, yung mga type of sectors. Ito yung mga artista.
Okay.
Mga magaling mag-painting. Parang hindi. Sabi ng dating Supreme Court, sabi ng COMELEC, hindi kayo pwede kasi hindi kayo marginalized at hindi kayo underrepresented at saka wala kayong track record.
Yung track record of representation.
Mga Savings and Loan Association ng mga teacher.
Hindi raw.
Sabi nila dahil
hindi sila marginalized.
Oo, kasi may savings and loan
association. Kasi bangko sila eh. Parang bangko sila eh.
Paano yung mga asosyasyon ng mga atleta, entrepreneur at hobbyist? Hobbyist.
Wow, social.
Oo. Ang hobby mo, magpapadpad po ako ng aeroplano. Hindi ka pwede. Hindi ka marginalized, sabi nila. Paano yung nag-a-advocate ng federalism?
Nako?
Hindi, mayroon na ano, political party na yun eh.
Hindi raw yun.
Ideological ano na yun. Yeah. Diba?
Paano yung nag-a-advocate ng kalusugan?
Health? No, ano, no defined sector.
Okay. Hindi, diba? Yung mga Bisaya.
Ayan, oo.
Base, ha? Base nga na, hindi pwede magkaroon ng party list. Ang sabi ng COMELEC, hindi kayo marginalized. Yung mga Ilunggo, ay.
Mga Bicolano.
Hindi rin pwede.
Oh, mga Bicolano.
Under the old decision, ha?
Under the old decision na in-implement ng, merely implemented by the COMELEC.
Yes.
Guidelines na yun.
Paano yung mga homeowners association? Mga subdivision?
Hindi.
Sabi ng
court, hindi kayo marginalized.
May mga
bahay na, kayo ang lalaki, no?
Ano, yung mga electric cooperatives, di ba? Di ba? Hindi rin.
Ito isa pa. Yung mga press people.
Ayun. Oh, mga press people.
Sabi ng Supreme ng COMELEC,
marginalized ba?
Hindi kayo marginalized.
Lakas yung araw. Joke.
Hindi kasi di ba yung sinasabi nila marginalized, yung walang masyadong paraan o access, di ba, sa ating lipunan. So,
para ma-equalize. Di ba? Yun, ang sinabi.
Ano pa, Attorney Marvin?
Ito pa. Paano yung mga nag-a-advocate ng pagtatanggol sa kalikasan? Anong sabi? Hindi kayo marginalized.
Oo.
Meron kayong agenda.
Advocacy group kayo. Hindi kayo marginalized and underrepresented.
Okay.
Ito, maganda.
Galing ko, nakita ko kagad yun. Nakita ko sa decision.
Ito yung mga guardia.
Ay, maganda yan.
Utility helper.
Uy, meron yan, di ba?
Driver, domestic helper, janitor, agent, at nanny.
Nanny.
Oh.
Dapat marginalized yun, pero hindi.
Okay,
ano, hindi sila kasali?
Well, okay yan. Meron kang sector. Kaya lang, eh, asan ba yung members mo?
Parang okay.
Naalala ko yung organisasyon ko nung college. Mas marami kaming officer kaysa member.
Yung tinatawag na top heavy. Top heavy.
Sabi ng comedy, like, teka muna, wala ka namang member eh.
Questionable.
Questionable ang membership.
Oo.
Ayun.
Ito yung mga nag-a-advocate ng ang Pilipinas ay para sa Pilipinas lang.
Nako.
Oh, advocacy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sabi ng Supreme Court, sabi ng COMELEC, hindi marginalized 'yan eh.
Mm-hmm.
Advocacy.
Advocacy, okay.
Mm. Nakakatuwa yung mga pangalan po niyan kaya hindi ko babanggitin kasi baka sabihin niyo kinakampanya ko.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ito yung mga taga Bicol. Ayun. Sabi ng COMELEC,
hindi, ano raw siya.
Hindi yan marginalized.
Hindi raw, ano siya.
Actually, medyo na, mayayaman sila.
Oo. Oo. Ang balita ko nga. Balita ko nga. Mga
okay. Ito pa isa. Ano, hindi ko alam ang Bisaya, Tagalog ito.
Ano to?
Ano? Yung mga righteous advocates ng leadership.
Ano yan? Oh.
Hindi raw yan marginalized.
Okay.
Yung 90 day, ibig sabihin nun.
Tsaka ano raw, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
Tsaka mukhang ano raw, mukhang religious, di ba?
Okay. Yung mga tungkol sa rural concerns, hindi raw.
Hindi rin?
Oo. Actually, hindi, parang ano rin eh. Yung members nila, hindi naman lahat galing sa marginalized sector.
Mm-hmm.
Ito, yung mga anti-drug campaigns.
Yan.
Anti-drug
mga campaigns. Mga drug counselors and lecturers, veterans, mm-hmm, and the youth.
Okay rin, ano?
Meron din.
Meron.
Sabi nila, hindi naman lahat ng members nyo ay talagang member ng, ito.
Marginalized.
The nominees do not qualify as representatives of the youth and the young urban professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. Ito.
Okay.
Ano ba to?
Yung military fraternity.
Oh, military fraternity. Hindi raw yan marginalized.
Alam niyo na kung sino yun, pero hindi na sasabihin yung pangalan.
Hindi raw marginalized.
Hindi raw marginalized. Military fraternity.
Ito. Yung mga, ang pangalan nila ay mga organisasyon ng mga magsasaka at mangingisda. International.
International.
Okay, sabi nila, lahat ng mga nominees mo ay hindi naman member ng
ay sector
ng magsasaka at hindi naman mangingisda. So hindi pa pwede tanggal.
Naalala ko yung ano na security guard, di ba?
Oo.
pwede kang maging pumasok sa Congress provided naka-uniform ka.
Anyway, ayoko na dyan. Ayoko gumawa ng kaaway.
Oo nga, parang may naisip ako doon ah.
Hindi. Sige. Si Tony Punsalan po yun ah.
Oo.
Ako yung, sinabi ko yung pangalan.
Naisip lang na.
Sige. Yung organisasyon ng mga miyembro ng ano, kooperatiba ng elektrisidad.
Yun, ay, lalo na hindi marginalized
yun.
Kumikita na malaki.
Kooperatiba? Oo nga, ng elektrisidad.
Parang ano, asosasyon ng mga Meralco.
Oo, ganun, cooperative, oo.
Diba? Yun, hindi talaga.
Mm-hmm.
Yan, ano pa?
Ayan, ito. Yung nag-a-advocate ng reforma sa pagsasaka.
Advocacy.
Sabi ng COMELEC, lahat naman ng nominees mo, hindi naman magsasaka.
Pero kung nominees ba, magsasaka, okay lang.
Under the old rules, ha?
Oo, sa luma. Oo.
Mm, correct.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
Ito yung mga magsasaka, halos lahat yung mga tinamaan, eh, no? Organisasyon ng mga magsasaka.
Yun.
Ito, yung mga nagre-representa ng ordinaryong tao para magkalupa, magkabahay, at mm-hmm, halang buhay.
Yan.
Ang sabi
hindi raw ano eh.
Yung mga nominee mo mayayaman.
Oo, yun.
Hindi pwede.
Actually, kilala ko itong party sa tinutukoy mo.
Ito, yung mga Marcos loyalist.
Yan.
Oh!
Hindi sila under.
Hindi raw marginalized yan.
Hindi raw sila.
Alaga, meron.
Hindi, yung hindi nila napakita na yung majority ng members niya are marginalized.
We are discussing, ladies and gentlemen, the decision of the Supreme Court on April 3, 2013.
Actually, yung pinabasa namin dito, yung decision ng COMELEC. Medyo factual kami, hindi lang namin sinasabi yung pangalan.
Kasi baka isipin nyo, kailangan pangalan namin.
Okay.
Okay.
Ito. Katunog ng isang boxing yan.
Paalan niya, Pacquiao. Anyway.
Talaga, yung party list?
Party list. Sabi ng Supreme sabi ng Comelec dito, eh, hindi naman urban poor yung mga member.
De, una, ano, una, urban poor youth ang kanyang, ang kanyang nire-represent. Bigla raw nag, ginawang urban poor na lang. Kailangan raw mag-apply ka ng bago.
Okay.
Diba? New application kasi nagbago yung constituency mo.
Ato, operator ng mga jeep.
Yan.
Sabi naman ng Comelec, okay. Kaya lang mag-conflict ang mga driver at jeep.
Operator.
Dapat hindi isa lang yan.
Oh, conflict of interest.
Wala namang driver at operator sa mga nominee mo.
Ah, okay.
Ito maganda to. Ito. I will read this. Gusto kong basahin. Ang ganda ng pangalan niya. Kapatira ng mga nakulong na walang sala.
Kakusa. Hindi namin sila kinakampanya.
Hindi namin sila kinakampanya. No? Pero ang sabi ng Comelec dyan, hindi raw yan marginalized and underrepresented. Well, sabi ng Comelec yun.
Talaga? Pero according to dito sa decision, nakapagpasok sila ng ng nominee sa Congress.
Correct.
Kasi hindi lang nakapag-author at nakasponsor
ng sabi ng ibang nakakulong pa. Anyway, sabi ng Comelec, the incumbent representative in Congress failed to author or sponsor bills that are beneficial to the sector that the party represents. Person imprisoned without proof of guilt beyond reasonable doubt.
Pero nakapasok.
Baka nga nakakulong pa kaya hindi nakapag-author. Joke lang nga, sir.
Joke na ako, baka pumuga yan. Sige, kawanganapin na. Si Atty. Nasirin po yun.
Hindi, kasi sabi nung... Pero dito ako nagtataka. Kailangan ba makapasa ka? Pero paano kung bumoboto ka lang? Kasi yung mahalaga na nakaboto ka eh, di ba? And that should not be...
Dapat hindi dapat dagdag na qualification.
Oo. Bakit ganun? Dapat ko, si...
Presidente nga, able to read and write lang.
Si Representative, si House Speaker Sonny Belmonte nang bahala kung mastigo sa mga walang... Kung if at all, if at all.
Disciplinary diba? Na yun.
Disciplinary matter. Ano?
Get them in line or whip them to shape.
Medyo weird to
pero teka, nakapaglagay ng nominee yung mga nakakulong?
Oo, kakusa.
Kulong.
Hindi nga, paano?
Ang representative niya, isang advocate probably.
Ah, okay.
Or membro lang.
Hindi nakakulong talaga.
Ang alam ko yung
talaga nakakulong
Dinadjoke ko nga lang. Sabi lang ng Comelec, hindi nakapagpasa ng batas, hindi nakapag-sponsor.
Okay.
Ang sabi ko naman, well, sabi ng, yun ang Comelec, sabi, mamaya ibuo ang ruling ng Supreme Court dyan eh. But we're just talking about specific items in the decision. So yan po yung kakusa. Sila po may mention ko kasi hindi naman maganda yung sinabi ng Comelec tungkol sa kanya anyway. So you won't recognize or you won't think that we're campaigning for it, no?
Teka, meron ba tayong contest? Wala.
Meron.
Okay. Mamaya.
So, abangan nyo ho.
By the way, mga kaibigan, pwede rin kayong mag-comment as we go. 0920-923-6509 po ang itetext nyo.
Ulitin natin,
0920-923-6509. Except that
923-6-5.
I don't have a signal here.
Nako.
Wala ang
signal. Talaga? Wala tayong signal.
Ako ha.
Teka. Puso ang signal jammer ngayon.
Nako?
Hindi, ito ni Ponzi. Telepono mo na lang.
Ito na lang. 091.
Ito. Kung gusto nyo hong makisali, meron kayong comment, meron kayong mga tanong, meron kayong suggestion.
Sabi natin yung number ko.
Oo. Hinahanap pa ni Attorney Noel yung kanyang numero.
Medyo pasensya na ko kayo. Nangangapa ako kami.
So,
yung son ko na lang.
Okay, sige. So,
okay. San.
Ready?
In the meantime, yeah. Sige.
0922
360
1696.
Okay. 0922 360 1696.
Yan. Pwede
ho kayong
comment
po
to, contest.
Comment contest. 0922 360 1696.
Okay. 0922 diyan niyo ho itetext yung isasagot niyo. Oo. So yung mga sagot niyo diyan niyo itetext ngayon.
Huwag kayong humirit ng te-text ba ko kayo kasi wala akong
at kung meron meron din ho kayong mga gustong sabihin o i-share. Oh,
kung nakikinig sa, ka ho kayo sa amin.
Oo, doon sa pinag-uusapan natin ngayong gabi. Okay, yeah. Kasi napapanahon naman talaga dahil tungkol sa mga party list, di ba?
Tama.
Ito, merong isang party list. Nagre-represent daw siya ng indigenous people in the Mindanao and Cordillera sector.
Mm-hmm.
Ang sabi ng COMELEC, wala ka namang member, wala ka namang nominee dun eh. Mm-hmm. Na indigenous ng Mindanao or Cordillera. Tanggal siya.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, dalawa lang sa nominee mo ang taga Mindanao at Cordillera.
Oh!
Ayos!
Okay.
Ito, yung isa, they advocate mining.
Mm-hmm.
So mga
anong klaseng mine yun?
Kasi ng mining.
Ano yun? What's mine? It's mine.
Ganun. Yung mining siguro ng ginto.
Pagmimina.
O, ang sabi ng COMELEC dito, ups, hindi ka pwede kasi hindi naman yan marginalized.
Ang mining.
Oh,
hindi, yung mga ano, pero yung miners talaga, yung nagtatrabaho.
Yung minero.
O, yung mga minero.
Pwede.
Di ba?
The sector it represents is a specifically defined group which may not be allowed registration under the party list system.
Mm-hmm.
Ito, marang telepono ng pangalan niya.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi niya, to for active reform and transparency. Mm-hmm. Sabi ng COMELEC, disqualified ang nominees mo. Tapos, walang track record at hindi naman ang mga member mo ay hindi naman marginalized at underrepresented.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pwede tayo mag-break.
Attorney muna Marvin. Tayo, sige. So, babalik ko kami sa aming pagbabalik. Siyempre, yung tanong. Nakabalik na daw, sabi ni Attorney Noel. Hindi, mamaya. Pagkatapos po ng ilang paalala, babalik kami. Tapos, siyempre, yung aming tanong para sa araw na ito.
Ngayon, mapapakinggan na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan saan mang panig ng daigdig. Sa pamamagitan ng internet, mag-log on lamang sa www.pbs.gov.ph. I-click ang Radyo ng Bayan Live o kaya sa www.pinoywebcaster.com. I-click lamang ang Listen. Worldwide na ang PBS Radyo ng Bayan, ang Radyo ng Bayan.
Tangkilikin natin ang Radyo ng Pilipino, ang tinig ng mamamayan. Ito po ang inyong lingkod, Secretary Sunny Coloma, dito sa DZRB, Radyo ng Bayan, 738 kHz. Konektado ka!
Okay, balik ko tayo. Meron tayong 32 minuto na po makalipas ang alas 7. Samantala, kasama pa rin natin dito sina Attorney Marvin Acerona at Attorney Noel Punzalan. Attorney.
Ito tayo, 0922-360-1696.
Okay, so yan po.
0922-360-1696.
Okay.
Pwede na sa'yo?
Wala pa rin eh. 0922-360-1696. Nakita text ang ating mga kababayan. Texter number 2. Sa tanong ni Attorney Ponzi.
Ang dali lang ang tanong natin ngayon.
Ang ating siyempre mapapanalunan.
Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf Philippines gift certificate.
Ayun.
Donated by myself.
Talaga sinabi na.
Simple lang ang tanong natin.
Okay.
Sino ang ponente ng decision na to?
Okay. Binanggit ba natin kanina?
Sinabi
Oo nga pala.
Sinabi
oo,
natin.
Oo.
We always say it. Pag maganda yung decision, we mention it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sige.
Okay. Let's na.
Ang sabi ng Korte Suprema, sige, ano ba ang issue dito sa kaso nito? Sabi nila, first, whether the COMELEC committed grave abuse of discretion amounting to lack or excess of jurisdiction in disqualifying petitioners from participating in the May 13, 2013 party list election, either by denial of their new petitions for registration or by cancellation of their existing registration and accreditation as a party list organization. Yan ang unang issue.
Second.
Tama ba o mali?
Second
issue. Second issue, whether the criteria for participating in the party list system laid down in ang Bagong Bayani and Barangay Associations for National Advancement and Transparency versus COMELEC, BANAT, should be applied by the COMELEC in the coming May 13, 2013 part list election.
Banat pala rin.
Okay, yan ang issue. Atong maganda, dito ko lang nakita itong ganitong klaseng pagkaka-frame ng sagot. Ikaw na magbasa, Tony Ponzi, isang ruling.
Ito, isang paragraph lang naman, di ba?
Yes.
We hold that the COMELEC did not commit grave abuse of discretion in the following prevailing decisions of this court in disqualifying petitioners from participating in the coming 13 May 2013 party list elections.
Okay.
However,
yun.
Yun ang maganda dyan, yung however.
However.
Pero turo sa akin nung teacher.
Tama
sa
na, tama na.
Since the court adopts in this decision new parameters in the qualification of national, regional, and sectoral parties under the party list system, thereby abandoning the rulings in the decisions applied by the COMELEC in disqualifying petitioners, we remand to the COMELEC all the present petitions for the COMELEC to determine who are qualified to register under the party list system and to participate in the coming 13 May 2013 party list elections under the new parameters prescribed in this decision.
Yun. So ang sabi ng Supreme Court, tama ang COMELEC sa pagdi-disqualify.
Pero
nagbago na kami ng
isip. Ito ngayon ang i-implement mo at ibabalik namin sa inyo to implement it. Ang aming desisyon. Magbibigay kami ng general rules. General.
Okay.
So paano ano pinaliwanag ng Korte Suprema yung kanyang pagbabagong isip?
Okay.
So sabi ni sabi ng ating ponente, let's look again at the Constitution. Okay? What does the Constitution say? The party list representative shall constitute 20% of the total number of representatives, including those under the party list, for three consecutive terms after the ratification of the Constitution. One half of the seats allocated to party list representatives shall be filled as provided by law by selection or election from the labor, peasant, urban poor, indigenous, cultural communities, women, youth, such other sectors as may be provided by law except the religious sector. Okay, yan yung dati. However, pag binasa mo para ang Section 8 of Article 9C, no? Okay. Section 7. No votes cast in favor of a political party, organization, or coalition shall be valid except for those registered under the party list system. So, votes cast in favor of a political party, organization, or coalition shall be valid except for those registered under the party list system as provided in this constitution. And then, sinabi niya, according to the records of the Supreme Court, of the Constitutional Commission discussions on this party list system, and he is quoting Commissioner Christian S. Monsod, the main sponsor of the party list system. He said that the party list system is not synonymous with that of the sectoral representation.
Mm-hmm.
So iba ang party
iba
list
sa sectoral.
Mm-hmm. Sa sectoral.
Okay, and basahin natin yung relevant speech ni Attorney ni Christian, ni Commissioner Monsod. Sabi niya, I would like to make a distinction from the beginning that the proposal for the party list system is not synonymous with that of the sectoral representation.
Mm-hmm. So, hindi pareho pala
precisely
yun.
The party list system seeks to avoid the dilemma of choice of sectors and who constitute the members of the sectors. In making the proposal on the party list system, we were made aware of the problems precisely cited by Commissioner Bacani, of which sectors will have reserved seats. In effect, a sectoral representation in the assembly would mean that certain sectors would have reserved seats. They will choose among themselves who would sit in those reserved seats. And then we have the problem of which sector, because as we will notice in Proclamation Number 9, the sectors cited were the farmers, fishermen, workers, students, professionals, business, military, academic, ethnic, and other similar groups. So these are the 9 sectors that were identified here as sectoral representatives. The problem we had in trying to approach sectoral representation in the assembly was whether to stop at these 9 sectors or include other sectors. And we went through the exercise in a caucus of which sector should be included, which went up to 14 sectors. As we all know, the longer we make our enumeration, the more limiting the law
become because we, when we make an enumeration, we exclude those who who are not in the enumeration. Second, we had a problem of who comprised the farmers. Let us just say the farmers and the laborers. These days, there are many citizens who are called hyphenated citizens. A doctor may be a farmer. A lawyer may also be a farmer. And so it is up to the discretion of the person to say, I am a farmer. So he would be included in that sector. Yeah. So the third problem is that when we go into a reserved seat system of sectoral representation in the assembly, we are in effect giving some people two votes and other people one vote. We sought to avoid these problems by presenting a party-less system. Under the party-less system, there are no reserved seats for sectors. Let us say laborers and farmers can form a sectoral party or a sectoral organization that will then register and present candidates of their party. How do the mechanics go? Essentially, under the party-less system, every voter has two votes, so there is no discrimination. First, he will vote for the representative of his district. That is one vote. In that same ballot, he will be asked, what party or organization or coalition do you wish to be represented in the assembly? And here will be attached a list of the parties, organizations, or coalitions that have been registered with the COMELEC and are entitled to be put in the list. This can be a regional party, a sectoral party, a national party, Unido, Magsasaka, or a regional party in Mindanao. One need not be a farmer to say that he wants the Farmers' Party to be represented in the assembly. Any citizen can vote for any party. At the end of the day, the COMELEC will then tabulate the votes that have been garnered by each party or each organization, and one does not have to be a political party and register in order to participate as a party, and count the votes. And from there, derive the percentage of the votes that had been cast in favor of a party, organization, or coalition.
Yun.
So, kinento ho dito ni
Commissioner
Monsot. Talagang pinag-ugatan yan sa kanilang proposal sa Constitutional Commission ay party list, hindi kailangan
sector. Hindi sectoral representation ang kanilang in-advocate na
kasi
sistema.
Sabi niya, kapag nabili ka ng siyam na sektor, meron pang labing apat. Nagbilang sila uli, naging labing apat.
Or dadami pa yun, o kukunti. Or kukunti.
Pangalawa, sa isang sektor, maraming organisasyon. At bukod dyan, may mga tao na maraming sektor. May, sabi nga, doktor na farmer, lawyer na farmer. So, ang idea nila, under the Constitutional Commission ay yung tao ay yung mga tao boboto para sa isang kandidato sa kanyang distrito at boboto para sa isang party list
representative.
Yeah. And that was taken by the Supreme Court as the basis for saying, and marami pa akong discussion dito, no, for saying ito naman ang sinabi ng Constitutional Commission tungkol sa party list system. And sabi pa, dagdag dito sa quotation, no, there can be sectoral parties within the party-less system. Attorney Ponzi.
Kasama na yun. Naku, kung kailan ko naman pinlip yung...
Pasensya ka na. Dagdag pa usapan. Commissioner Monsot, no? We are for opening up the system and we would like very much for the sectors to be there. That is why one of the ways to do that is to put a ceiling in the number of representatives from any single party that can sit within the 50 allocated under the party-less system. Oh my. Madam President, the candidacy of 198 seats is not limited to political parties. My question is this: are we going to classify, for example, Christian Democrats and Social Democrats as political parties? Can they run under the party list concept, or must they be under the district legislation side of it only? Sagot naman ni Commissioner Villacorta. In reply to that query, Attorney Ponzi.
Sabi niya, why not? When they come to the party list system, they will be fielding only sectoral candidates. Yeah.
In other words, the Christian Democrats can field district candidates and can also participate in the party list system.
Yes.
Okay. So, ang haba pa. Ito may magandang discussion dito kasama si Commissioner Tadeo. No? Hindi po reserved yun. Sorry. Yeah. Sabi ni Commissioner Villacorta, As I said, UNIDO may field sectoral candidates. On that condition alone, UNIDO may be allowed to register for the party list system. Commissioner Bonsod, may I inquire from Commissioner Tadeo if he shares that answer? Commissioner Jimmy Tadeo, the same. Pwede po, sabi ni Commissioner Villacorta, pwede po ang UNIDO para, pero sa sectoral lines. So, Mr. Commissioner Bonsod, sino po ang magsasabi kung ang iyong kandidato, kung iyong kandidato ng UNIDO ay hindi talagang labor leader o isang laborer? Halimbawa, abogado ito. Sabi ni Commissioner Tadeo, yung mechanics. Sabi ni Commissioner Monsod, hindi po mechanics yan because we are trying to solve an inherent problem of sectoral representation. My question is, suppose UNIDO feels a labor leader, would he qualify? Sagot ni Commissioner Tadeo, mahaba ko ng konti. The COMELEC may look into the truth of whether or not the political party is really organized along a specific sectoral line. Yeah. If such is verified or confirmed, the political party may submit a list of individuals who are actually members of each of such sectors. The lists are to be published to give individuals or organizations belonging to such a sector the chance to present evidence contradicting claims of membership in a said sector or to question the claims of the existence of such sectoral organization or parties. This proceeding shall be conducted by the COMELEC and shall be summary in character. In other words, COMELEC decisions on this matter are final and unappealable.
Mm-hmm.
So, as explained by Commissioner Wilfredo Villacorta, political parties can participate in the partyless system for as long as they field candidates who come from the different marginalized sectors that we shall designate in this constitution.
Before you continue, Mr. Yes. President.
Go ahead.
Nagkamali ako ng beginning ng number. Sorry, kaya pala walang dumadating.
Actually, number, may signal na po ako.
Okay, sa'yo na lang.
Balik na sa akin, 0920-923-6509 po.
Oo. Sino ang ponente?
Kasi sino po ang ponente?
Iba yung nabigay ko number, yung debunk number ko pala.
Nako!
0920-923-6509. Pakitext lang po ulit kasi yung telepono po ni Attorney Pozolan ay hindi niya alam ang number.
Oo.
Okay.
Nabigay niya sa inyo ang luma.
Oo. Okay.
Okay.
And then, sabi nung po natin ng decision na to, let's look at Article or Section 5.1 of Article 6 of the Constitution. Ito na yung killer, no? The House of Representatives shall be composed of not more than 250 members unless otherwise fixed by law, which shall be elected from legislative districts apportioned among the provinces, cities, and the Metropolitan Manila area in accordance with the number of their respective inhabitants and on the basis of a uniform and progressive ratio. And those who, as provided by law, shall be elected through a partyless system of registered national, regional, and sectoral parties or organizations. Yun. In other words, yung discussion po kanina ni Commissioner Monsod, Commissioner Villacorta, Commissioner Tadeo, ay nailagay sa Section 5, Paragraph 1 of Article 6 of the Constitution. And maliwanag ko dito, pagka-highlight dito.
National.
They shall be elected through a partyless system of registered national, regional, and sectoral parties or organizations.
Ayun.
So, ang point talaga dito is,
kailangan bang marginalized?
Hindi. Kasi, ibahin natin ang partyless system from sectoral representation. Parang sectoral system. Kasi ang nagiging popular na idea sa party list,
dapat yung may mga sector.
Dapat may sector na marginalized and underprivileged.
Oh.
Pero ang kina-clarify dito ng Supreme Court, hindi, that's not necessarily true. Mm-hmm. Ang party list system is yan, national, regional, sectoral parties or organizations. So technically, partido ang binoboto mo dito.
Diba? So hindi mga marginalized.
Diba?
Tama ba yun?
Kasama rin. Hindi siya limiting.
Ah, okay.
Hindi siya limitado lang.
Sa marginalized, ganun ba yun? Hindi. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hindi siya limitado.
Yun. Okay.
Yun.
At sabi nga nila, even Republic Act No. 74, sabi ng decision ng Supreme Court, even Republic Act No. 7941 does not require national and regional parties or organizations to represent the marginalized and underrepresented sectors. To require all national and regional parties under the partyless system to represent the marginalized and underrepresented is to deprive and exclude by judicial fiat ideology-based and cause-oriented parties from the party list system. So how will these ideology-based and cause-oriented parties who cannot win in legislative district elections participate in the electoral process if they are not excluded, or rather, if they are excluded from the party list system? To exclude them from the party list system is to prevent them from joining the parliamentary struggle, leaving as their only option the armed struggle. To exclude them from the party list system is, apart from being obviously senseless, patently contrary to the clear intent and express wording of the 1987 Constitution and Republic Act Number 7941.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. And that is the main point. Ideology-based ang party list system. And so, kailangan kasama yun. Kasi halimbawa, ang ideolohiya ni ang ideolohiya ko halimbawa lahat lang ng pogi ang magiging member ng Congress.
Dapat pogi ka.
Yung
para sa magaganda lang.
Oh. Nga ba 'yun yung pambansang organisasyon ng mga gwapong indyo?
Pogi.
Aha. Uh-huh. Sa under the old decision, hindi pa pwede kasi hindi ka naman marginalized, ano. Eh, yung mga indyo marginalized. Anyway, sabi si Pripo, hindi. Ideology-based and cause-oriented groups should not be excluded. Okay rin lang na may mga sectors, no?
Mm-hmm.
But it should not be limited to them.
Oh. Kaya lang nga, yung apprehension nga lang ng iba, baka mas marami yung mga nakakaano na, di ba? Medyo nakakariwasan na sa buhay ang mas bilang ng mga kumandidato. Di ba? Well, sa bagay, nasa bumoboto naman, no?
Oo nga, huwag niyo bumoboto yun.
Nasa sa, kumbaga, kaya lang, nasa tao pa rin yung pagboboto eh. Kasi lahat tayo may vote for a sector, for a party list represent. Mm-hmm. Yun, kaya nagkakamali na tayo ngayon, di ba?
So hindi na sectoral lang.
Hindi sectoral representative talaga yung mga party list representative po sila. Under a party list system, not a sectoral representation
system. So lahat
system.
Pwede na. Kung kuwari, bumuo ka ng isang partido, di ba?
At hindi ka magpapatakbo. Mamaya natin. At hindi ka mag-feel ng candidates to any legislative district. Ganun yun, di ba?
Ganun yun.
Ganun yun.
Hindi ka nalang.
Okay ba yun?
Sectoral lang, di. Sinabi nila yung National Political Party can run under a sectoral wing, di ba? Yung under through their sectoral wing.
Hindi, nakita dito sa decision yan eh. Nakita mo ba?
Teka, tignan ko.
Wala siya dito. Ang sinasabi, in fact, sabi ng discussion, kahit magpatakbo ka sa national, pwede kang, yung, sabi nga yung unito, diba?
Andito, nabasa ko. Ito na. Nakita ko.
Anong sabi?
Sige. Sa number 3. Political parties can participate in partyless elections provided they register under the partyless system and do not field candidates in the legislative district elections. Mm-hmm. Number 3.
Okay, so ito yung guidelines ngayon ng COMELEC. You're talking about the guidelines. Okay.
Nasa guidelines na.
Okay. So sa guidelines, ilan yung guidelines yan?
Anim.
Okay. Summarize mo nga.
Number 1. 3 different groups may participate in the party list system. Ito yung pinagsasabi natin kanina. 1. National parties organizations. 2. Regional parties organizations. And 3. Sectoral parties or organizations. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So second guideline is national parties or organizations and regional parties or organizations do not need to organize along sectoral lines and do not need to represent any marginalized or underrepresented sector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number 3, political parties can participate in partyless elections provided that they register under the partyless system and do not field candidates in legislative district elections. A political party, whether major or not, that fields candidates in legislative district elections can participate in partyless elections only through its sectoral wing that can separately register under the partyless system. Mm-hmm. Sectoral wing is by itself an independent sectoral party and is linked to a political party through a coalition.
Alright, yan. Yeah. So pwede pala yun.
Pwede.
Pwede ka pa rin, pero yung sector mo lang ang tatakbo.
Sectoral wing, okay. Yung meron kang branch. So, pero yung branch na yun dapat hiwalay din. Existing on its own as a sectoral party.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi siyempre merong malalaking
organization. Tapos ikokoales mo na lang. Iaanib mo na lang. Ganun. Masaya ngayon.
Number 4.
Okay. Number 4. Sectoral parties or organizations may either be marginalized or underrepresented or lacking in well-defined political constituencies.
Mm-hmm.
It is enough that their principal advocacy pertains to the special interests and concerns of their sector. There's the sectors that are marginalized and underrepresented include labor, peasant, fisher folk, urban poor, indigenous cultural communities, handicapped, veterans, overseas workers. The sectors that lack well-defined political constituencies include professionals, the elderly, women, and the youth.
Okay.
Number five.
Ito yung controversial provision. Sige.
A majority of the members of the sectoral parties or organizations that represent the marginalized and underrepresented must belong to the marginalized and underrepresented sector they represent.
Okay, teka. Majority of the members.
Mm-hmm.
So, halimbawa, 10 ang membro nyo, dapat sa inyo 6.
Mm-hmm.
Kung 10 kayong member ng organisasyon ng mga driver ng taxi, mm-hmm, dapat sa inyo 6 ang taxi
drivers.
Yung 4 siguro tricycle or ano, baka yung may-ari ng taxi or yung, kayo yung nagpapapaxi.
Or yung abogado nila.
Pero ang importante, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yun. Okay.
Similarly, a majority of the members of sectoral parties or organizations that lack well-defined political constituencies must belong to the sector they represent. For example,
mm-hmm,
women.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba?
Okay.
Dapat kalahati ng membro nyo, babae.
Okay.
Diba? Yes. The nominees of sectoral party, sabi ko na ba
yun? National and regional parties, organizations, yeah, must be bona fide members of such parties or organizations.
Bona fide members of such parties.
Number 6.
National, regional, sectoral parties or organizations shall not be disqualified if some of their nominees are disqualified, provided that they have at least one nominee who remains qualified.
Mm-hmm.
At least one, dati majority.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So, balik tayo sa organization ng mga taxi driver.
Mm-hmm.
Kung ang member kayo, 10 members nyo, dapat para mag-qualify kayo, 6 talaga ang driver.
Mm-hmm.
4 yung driver.
Kahit sino. Mm-hmm.
Pagkatapos, ang nominee yung 3, yung isa man lang dyan ay dapat driver.
Ayan.
Yung 2 siguro yung conductor, whatever. Tagahugas
ng kotse, karwas. Karwas.
Mm-hmm.
O may-ari ng kotse.
Mm-hmm.
Pero sinasabi niya, at least one nominee dapat member ng sector.
Mm-hmm.
For the sectoral type ng party list.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yan ang desisyon.
Yun.
So, balik tayo dun sa tanong natin kanina before we started. Pwede ba ngayon yung balikan natin sa bagay ang sabi ng Supreme Court,
hindi
namin nadidesisyonan ngayon kung pasado ba kayo o hindi.
Mm-hmm.
So sabi niya, Comelec, gawin muli yung trabaho mo. Mm-hmm. Di na mo kung papasa ba sila.
Di ba natin mapipre
based on the 6 guidelines. Mm-hmm.
Di ba natin mapopre pa Comelec pag sinabi natin. So sinagot natin yung tanong.
Hindi, hindi ko nga
natin, bubuelta kami.
Kaya bigla akong umatras.
Oo, masasubjudice kami.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Masasubjudice kami pag sinagot namin yung tanong ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Using these guidelines, qualified ba yung mga petitioners?
Mm-hmm. Kasi so hanggang doon na lang
trabaho
tayo.
Ng Comelec, trabaho ng Comelec yung pagdedetermine na yun.
Hanggang kailan nila i-determine?
As soon as possible.
Wala, May 13 sa isang
lang.
Para ang mangyayari yata ngayon, yung mga nakapasok yung pangalan, titingnan na lang kung qualified or disqualified.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Kumbaga,
tingnan na lang. Trabaho ng Comelec kasi
mahirap.
Sa isang banda, yan ay administrative work.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Pero
kasi kailangan magpatakbo ka ng eleksyon.
Mm-hmm.
Sa pangalawang banda, yan din ay isang quasi-judicial work.
Judicial work. Mm-hmm.
Mag-decision ka kung sinong panalo.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ko eh, kumbaga, ikaw yung nagpapatakbo ng laro, ikaw pa yung referee.
Nako.
Ikaw lahat.
Ikaw
kaya
pa lahat.
Special constitutional body ang tawag sa kanya.
Mm-hmm. Mahirap ang trabaho ng Comelec.
Balik tayo sa ating mga future question. What is the future of the party list system? At all, ipot sila.
Mukhang ito na. Although, there are, yun nga, yung the traditional na objection dito is, itong party list system should be sectoral system. Talagang dapat equalize
or
sectoral only.
Mm-hmm.
Dapat pang marginalized and underrepresented lang itong participation ng para pang equalize kasi ito in accordance with the social justice provisions of the constitution. doon nila ano eh, doon yung basic objection dito sa decision na to on the spirit of the law, di ba? Mm-hmm. And not the letter that killed it.
Ako, I think party politics has failed us. Sa totoo lang po,
wala namang partido dito.
Walang partidong matino. No, kahit naman saan.
Kasi a political party, by definition, on ideologies yan eh.
Oh, but diba? Ideologies dito, have actually failed us.
Rin.
So, ang palagay ko, in the next 10 years siguro, andito pa yung political parties. But in the next 100 years, I don't know if the political party system as it is today will survive. Because ideologies, they've all failed us. As a concept, maganda siyang tingnan. But in practice, it doesn't happen. Hindi nangyayari yung mga pinapangako.
Mm-hmm.
So ako, hindi ko nakikita that it will still be here in the future, this partyless system. Or even this party politics system. As a matter of fact, sa atin, no, tinanggal na natin yan. Multi-party na lang. And in practice, labo-labo na tayo. No? Mm-hmm. Yung basta administrasyon at saka yung hindi sa administrasyon. Ganun na lang.
Sino nakaupo at sino hindi?
Yun, ganun na lang.
Ganun na lang ngayon eh. Okay.
Walang tumawag sa atin, nalito.
Wala, nalito.
Hindi bale. Sige. Paalam na tayo, Attorney Marvin.
Okay, Ms. Ben, thank you very much. Magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat. Love is greater than justice.
Okay, Attorney Noel.
Magandang gabi sa inyo lahat. It's great to be back.
Okay, maraming salamat po. Ito po si Ben Lones. Magandang gabi. Ang oras, 1 minuto, makalipas ang alas 8. 7,100